Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com.
Bill worked in the concrete business.
He did.
How long was that, Bill, for?
What's that?
How long did you work in
concrete?
Couple summers.
Couple summers. It was old school, too. It was like, pulling strike off.
You had boots on.
Yeah, boots. And there was a lot of warnings. Dungarees. Yeah, a lot of warnings, too. Do not let that. You get concrete inside your boot, it'll eat a hole right through your foot.
I believe
that. Oh, yeah, it will. It's
I
wicked
had no
stuff.
Idea.
Yeah, absolutely. You're jacking around
I had
concrete.
No idea. Are you joking about this?
No. Concrete people chime in. They put some inside your boot, it'll basically eat a hole. It'll rub and eat a hole. Combination of the friction and then the actual concrete. Yeah, not good. Not good.
Didn't know that.
It's real. It gets real.
Yeah, that got real like Creed.
Someone says concrete burn is real on the text line. Yep. Somebody
this
said
has been
that.
A weird show because there's that very serious thing, and then you played Creed, Hold Me Now.
It did. One Last Breath.
And there's a
he sings Hold Me Now in that song.
A chance I'll pick up Steve to go to the concert tonight. When you said you were, let's take a picture of you and Elizabeth. She's not going. She's going with my buddy.
She has no interest at all. She's like,
I'm not
going to go
see all of a sudden, me and Duke are going to catch the Creed concert.
Yeah.
And there's zero chance. Zero
she's
chance.
Like, I have no interest in going to Creed. You do your own thing.
Imagine sitting there. Imagine looking at Duke going.
It's got to be great. Someone says white vinegar helps with the burn of
Does
the concrete,
it?
Apparently.
White vinegar. Very definitive.
Very definitive.
Jake, Elizabeth does not like Creed.
Is that the deal?
I don't think she's opposed to it. She's like, I don't have interest in going to that concert. I'll stay home with Scotland. So we have to have a babysitter, so it's fine.
Yes. It's just a financial thing, then.
It's like, I don't really care enough to pay for a ticket and have someone watch Scotland when I don't love Creed that much. So you do your own thing.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
You be you. That's a good marriage.
You be you.
God bless you, Jake.
Earlier in the show, we had someone bring up Bush Light for the marching band.
The marching band.
Jordan Wilbur said, I'm catching up from the podcast in the 6 o'clock hour.
From Wilbur.
He says, the Wilbur Czech alumni band
the Czech.
carries their Bush Light either in their offhand or hold the cups in their mouths while playing drums, multitasking at its finest.
God, that's incredible.
Bush Light.
Everyone has a Bush Light in the alumni band.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good explanation.
Tell you one thing. We'd be in an alumni band. That would be incredible.
He could do it.
Jake could do it.
Play the drums.
Yeah, play the drums.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Percussion.
Just lean back with that bass drum.
Yeah. You did it.
I did. That was heavy.
Yeah.
And the brace is real. It's a nice brace. It's a nice brace, but it.
Are you musically inclined?
Yeah. I've got some talent, some skill musically.
Mm-hmm. You must.
Some. Not a lot. Some.
Because you have to be a little bit to play that drum, right?
You got to have some rhythm. Got to have some.
Since I've met Jake Sorensen, I've been to no concerts. Jake's been to 20.
Pretty close. At least 10. We've been to.
He does love music.
It might be in two years. Probably has been.
Yeah, 2 years. Because you go to those randoms like, I'm going to the Astro.
I was thinking about Jake last night. He legitimately, as a 10-year-old, liked Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
That threw me.
11-year-old, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did.
That threw me. You like the song?
10,
I listened to popular music, but that was pop music. I liked it.
What was the song you liked?
That was "Soak Up the Sun." It was Heyman's song yesterday. He had.
You liked that song as a kid.
I'm not saying it's a great song, but it brought me back to my better times, being 10, 11. You guys were,
You like Sheryl Crow?
She was in concert here too. I didn't go to a concert 2 years ago. I did not go to Pinewood Bowl, but I don't despise Sheryl Crow. No.
Well, I don't despise her. But as a 10-year-old, that's an interesting.
It's pop music.
It's true.
When you start listening to pop music, when you're 5, 6 years old, yeah.
I mean, I liked Linda Ronstadt. You could say the same thing.
I couldn't imagine what it'd be
what a
like
weird little
to
kid
be,
you were
to be that age. The age right now, whatever, 8, 9, 10, in the whatever age, and have the access to music. Me and Steve had none of that.
No,
access. It was
radio.
We opened to hear it on the radio, and then you had the purchase eventually of the cassette tape.
Cassette
and you'd wait
tape,
for
yeah.
the song to start, and you'd press record. Try to record the song on a cassette.
You
tape.
Did more of that than I did.
I did a little bit. I did that. But
my brother did that. Marty.
Marty did that.
Yeah, he recorded a lot.
And then we had to buy it. Now it's just. I mean, you have everything.
I don't even know.
I couldn't imagine right now what life would have been like in 1978 with Spotify
downloads.
I couldn't imagine that, and I don't think it would be as sweet. I don't think my memories would be as vivid. Is what they are, what it was like. Jake, on an 8-track, part of a song would stop, and then it would click to the next deal, and then start up again. The song would stop in the middle of the song, and that was common.
Didn't even bother you.
No, it didn't bother you. It's like, no, hey, it was just kind of, Jake, it'd fade out, then it'd fade back in. And it was like, yeah, it just changed.
I barely remember that.
It would click. Remember, it'd click, yeah.
Well, I still have sadness that,
what's
you know, again, you guys had cassette tape. I was old enough to have cassette tapes back in the
90s. Okay.
But I would also like to go buy CDs.
Yes.
That doesn't happen anymore. Like
no, it doesn't.
I remember putting it in the CD player in the car. They don't even exist anymore.
No.
They do not make CD players because they don't need them anymore.
No.
How about you put it into the car? Envelope in.
Yes.
Yes. It was something.
That was awesome.
Kind of sweet. You
could put five in on a nice car like that. Nice. Five in and then and shuffle
cool.
it.
The CD had a pretty small run.
Boy, that window was small.
You're right, it
small
did.
It got so much better so fast.
Yeah, small run. Yeah. Cassettes
like
had a little longer run.
Yeah,
8-tracks had a longer run. CDs, small run. Yeah, yeah. Who has CDs now?
Well, you can still have them. They're not worth anything. Right. No one plays them. So I do have some.
I mean, people still have CD players, in their garages and stuff. I think Missing Tooth Greg chime in. Yeah, I think he has a CD player in his garage.
Kind of nice.
Be a good place to hang out. Listen to the CD player.
It's a great place to hang out.
See, exactly. It's proven right. You've been there.
Sweet thing.
It's a sweet thing.
is there anything, Sip, from Dakeel Shorts you want to get on from yesterday?
I was writing.
I got some audio.
I would prefer you play the audio. I don't, what happens, like a guy like Holgerson, you guys don't care about this, but I'm going to say it anyway. When Holgerson talks, he gets done and I go right. So I didn't hear a lot of Shorts. I got back in time. Actually, I got back in time to hear Barney.
What did Barney say?
Well, he said that one line that. Hold on.
He's on the rundown. I don't have the audio of it. But
I got it.
He did say
but
something
you gotta, just,
significant.
Kill some time talking about Nougat or something. While I looked this up. Hold on. I got it. It's on the site. I don't want to misrepresent it. Hold on. I'm getting there.
In the meantime, here's Dana.
Here it is. Barney's big goal, lead the nation in punt return yards. I said, I asked him, how can you help the team as a punt return. He said, well, lead the nation in punt return yards. He believes he can do it. He said he gives a lot of the credit to Coach Eckler because his confidence rubs off. Barney, you know, he returned 3 punts last year for 9 yards. So he's going off what he's done in the offseason, obviously. But he said it. He said that was his goal, lead the nation in punt return yards, and he thinks he can do it. So that was the main thing of Barney.
Here is from Tequila Shorts, receivers coach. A couple things. He's number one, the growth of the young receivers over the offseason from yesterday. Tequila Shorts.
Those guys are just taking that next step from winter to spring to summer to now, especially, you know, Quinn and Keelan, those guys being here last year and then just trying to ramp them up and get going. But, you know, it's a hard process. You know, they're still young, but they work extremely hard. So anytime you got some guys that work hard, you know, they're going to develop at a faster level. But, you know, they take the coaching.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
They work hard. Nobody's perfect. They come out here and try to get better every day, and I think, you know, that's been great for Jeremiah as well. Because now he sees those guys, you know, and Quinn's definitely a similar body type to him. And he's just, you know, starting from ground up. So he's learning from them every day. He's putting, you know, one foot in front of the other, and he's just working hard trying to get better.
Similar body type. Wow. I mean, Quinn Clark and Jeremiah Jones. So he's talking about Jeremiah Jones, who's a true freshman. He's talking about Quinn Clark, who's a redshirt freshman. 6'6". I mean,
oh,
yeah.
You like that height, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And Keelan Smith's a big kid. That's Neil's son, 6'4". They got a good-looking room. Dana yesterday, and I'm not – just said 2 starters are going to be Dane Key and Ja'Cory Barney. And he acted like he wouldn't go much further than that. I got the impression that Nyzaiah Hunter's got some work to do. He's being pushed. He says he's being pushed by Quinn Clark and Keelan Smith. Cortez Mills is in this conversation, but they really like Jeremiah Jones. And when you see him, you get it. I mean, he's 6'6". These guys are good looking. They got a good looking receiver room. What else did Shorts say? He was asked about Barney. He had a pretty good comment about Barney.
Got that. Here's Ja'Keel Shorts on Ja'Cory Barney yesterday.
Mentally, he's just matured a lot. You know, obviously Ja'Cory was, you know, a good player last year. He played early as a freshman. So, you know, it's hard. You know, that next year when you play early as a freshman, because when you play, you're just playing on pure talent. You don't really know what you're doing yet. So now the spring, you know, he worked on a lot of technical stuff as far as technique within the position. And I think there were some growing pains in the spring for him there. So you can see kind of that frustration. But he's worked extremely hard over the summer. And I'll tell you why, he's playing pretty fast right now. I'm very, really happy with him. He's just got to continue to develop. He's still young. I think he's going to be just fine.
Holgorsen, I go back to Holgorsen. Because he's very blunt. He said that Barney's fast, but last year he didn't play fast. He's very blunt. I don't know, Bill. Is it that hard to learn those receiver positions?
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard. And I love that one, too, sometimes where it's like, skim to play hard. Skim to play hard. You hear that one a lot in meetings like that. It's like, yeah, they don't know what they're doing. They can't play hard. It's impossible. So sometimes that, just how things are happening – in your head, because most likely, as like I said, the signal comes in. It's like, okay, I got to get lined up. I got to get the signal. I got to understand what I'm doing. I need to understand what the coverage is. And then the coverage also, a lot of times, changes on the snap of the ball, where it has a look. I mean, that's one thing that defenses do all the time. It's like shows one high, goes to two high. All the different things that happens with it. So it can slow your it can slow your mind down a little bit.
I got a question for you in relation to this. I want to fight people that say, "Sip, come on, football's a simple game." I don't see. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not.
Well, there's certain things that are simple about it. It's going to be like, hey, you're going to have to be able to do this, this, and this to have success.
That's true.
There's something part of that, so it's not overly complicated. Where it's like, we have to do this and
you
this.
You got to run the ball and stop the run.
And so there's certain things about it that is somewhat simple. But then the layers to the onion go really deep.
Ooh.
And especially with situational football.
Right.
Because not everything's the same. It's like all of a sudden everything's different. You know, third down changes, first and 10, like you said, backed up, red zone, all the different stuff. That there's situation after situation. There's a clock involved. There's a play clock involved. And there's signals coming from the sideline. You know, just that alone.
You're backing me completely at this.
Just that alone is a lot.
Right, it's not a simple game.
You look over at that to see. I got the signal. Okay, that's a lot.
Tennis is a simple game. Yeah. Back and forth.
Back and forth. Volley, yeah. Rally.
Right.
Yeah.
True. Difficult.
Yeah.
But simple.
I'm not saying it's not difficult. Yeah. Difficult. Football. Not everybody can do it.
Dakeel Shorts also was talking about how Dana Holgorsen can be tough on the wide receivers.
Oh yeah.
Here's him from yesterday.
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. You know, Coach Holgorsen is pretty direct and demanding. He's hard on those guys at the receiver position. Obviously, he knows a lot about that position. He's played, he's coached it at the highest level. He's done it for a while, but it's been an adjustment for our guys. But I think they're getting the hang of it. You know, it's been a process every day. We work on, you know, tempo, attack period. So just getting those guys to change their mindset and to change their urgency as we go. Now, you know, once we move forward, that should become the normal. So it should be like secondhand nature by the time we get going.
Dana Holgorsen is blunt. He's very blunt. I mean, just coming in last year and saying, I don't know what's going on with the receivers, but they don't block.
He did it right away.
Okay.
First week he was here.
Yeah. I mean,
it was pretty brash. Writers on the wall pretty quick.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you don't have to guess where he's coming from very often. You know where he's coming from. What else from Shorts? Anything? I didn't hear much of it.
He commented on Mosey moving to running
please,
back.
Please, please, that was good. Those were I did hear that later. That's okay. A good comment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, one, obviously we're all going to do what's best for the team. You know, he has a chance to be a really, really special player. You know, he's very versatile and unique. I think he's going to have a chance to help us no matter where he's at. But, you know, I think that just tells you about our team. You know, Mosey goes to the running back room and this next guy up mentality in our room. And then I'm just trying to, you know, stack days on days with each other and just get better as a group individually.
Mosey, I just keep going back to Holgorsen again because he just shoots it very straight. He moved to running back because they needed depth there. They don't need it as bad at receiver. I don't think they have tremendous depth at receiver, but it's good. At running back, they needed a guy. Now, he didn't play a lot of it in high school, so I don't know what that's going to look like. He played some of it, and his yards per carry were astounding. Like, it was 8 yards a carry or something like that. But he was a receiver first in high school. I don't know.
Do you recall when Nebraska...
He is 6'2", 210, though.
When Nebraska...
That's running back, right?
When Nebraska had Wandale Robinson, did he have much running back experience in high school? Because he played running... He was a receiver, and they had running back issues. They moved him to running back here at Nebraska.
Ah, Jake,
I don't know what he had in high school for experience at running back. But he was
either.
Moved.
The only way I can answer that is he... I got to think he had to because he looked so natural. At running back, he didn't look out of place. I mean, he looked like a running back. So I don't know. God, if he's as good as Wandale, hello, that's but I don't know. I don't know if he is or not. But he's 6'2", 210, which is a good.
Yeah.
Which and remember,
Wandale got drafted, correct?
Oh well, I'm talking about Wandale. Now going back to Wandale. Well, yeah. Wandale was good. Yeah, he got drafted. He's playing
by the Giants.
He still plays for the Giants.
So so that'd be really good.
Oh yeah, he was good. Wandale. Was a tough dude now and a very good running back. We had a good receiver.
It's a good question for you. When's the last drafted running back out of Nebraska?
Amir Abdullah, right?
Yeah, probably Amir.
That'd be Amir.
Was there anybody after?
Because Azeigbo didn't get drafted. I think it has to be. I think it has to be Abdullah.
Did Ozigbo not get drafted?
No, he was undrafted. Undrafted. I think it's Amir Abdullah in 2014.
I hope that's wrong.
I think it's right.
I think you're right, but I hope you're wrong.
I think it's been 11 years since you had a drafted running back from Nebraska go to the league.
Text line?
That's pretty incredible. That's incredible.
I don't think I'm wrong on that.
No, I don't think you are either.
Which is sad.
I thought maybe Ozigbo went to seven.
Burkhead was before yeah. Abdullah. Someone says, yeah, that was before Abdullah. But since Amir, I think that's it.
I believe it was. Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
Undrafted. Divine Ozigbo. Yeah. I don't know why.
Just as Jake stated earlier.
Yeah. Undrafted.
Just confirming that.
Yeah, I was confirming. I thought he went in the late rounds.
But no, he did not. People thought he might, but he did not.
God dang, that's the last time they had a...
It's 11 years
ago. This is Nebraska.
Come on.
Of any position, right? O-line. What spot do you have? O-line, running back, and there'll be some D-line also. But what were they known for the most?
Running back.
I mean, running back would be something you'd be...
Someone would challenge you. You could almost say Nebraska became running back you at one point. Someone from USC is going to say no. USC's always been running back. Would you say that?
Yeah, USC is going to hold that title pretty easily.
Nebraska, though...
If you go back in time.
Yeah. Nebraska, though, for a while was incredible. Not...
It's been too long.
Because you go back and you say, okay, running back at Nebraska, Heisman won. Charles White won it. Marcus Allen won it. O.J. Simpson won it.
Marcus Allen, did you say him?
Yeah.
Who else do they have?
I don't know, but they had
I'll think of more. And so they have three Heisman trophies.
Reggie Bush
he's pretty good. Won the Heisman.
He's pretty good.
Did they have a guy named Lindale White?
They sure did.
Yes,
right after Reggie
Bush. He didn't win the Heisman. Incredible.
He was incredible. Awesome.
So my point is, they have four that won the Heisman.
Yeah.
That's RBU right there.
That's RBU.
When we come back, let's try some jerky from Smoking Gun next in early break in the
show.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.